Hello, folks. It's Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast. It's good to be here today. Boy, I tell you what, I had a busy day today. I hope everyone's having a great weekend so far. And we are just going to take some time and just spend some time in the Word of God today. Amen. And hope you guys are having a great weekend. So far, it is Saturday. Last week has passed. This next week is coming up. And today and tomorrow is always good to rest, as well as just being able to rest in the Lord. Amen. And I want to start off today by just kind of mentioning some prayer requests again. Please keep Brother Joey. Please keep Brother Joey in prayer. He's got a family. He's got a family member, a relative named Rob, who he has been given about a couple of weeks to live, if I remember, 3 to 4 weeks. Keep Rob in prayer that he will, that if he's not saved, that he would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. Keep Brother Joey in your prayers as per his back pain, and just keep him in prayer for strength and mercy and grace. And pray for me and my I do ask that you pray for me and my family. Keep us in prayer, and pray that the Lord will have his way in our lives, and pray for this broadcast, and pray that God will just use these videos to make it to make a difference in the world, and I know God will. And so just pray for these videos, that it will go out and be a blessing to those who watch them. And what else here? Also, we should pray for the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Kavanaugh is going to be potentially our new Supreme Court justice. And apparently it's kind of just sitting there stalling. And we need to pray that he gets into the Supreme Court faster than what's going on. And I don't know a whole lot about this woman that's coming out and saying all these things about how he did this and that, and back in high school and stuff, and it's kind of like, I don't know. In my opinion, I think it's just, they're just trying to sabotage the whole thing because they don't like Trump and all that other garbage nonsense that they're trying to spew out. So pray for Trump. We need to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for Trump. We need to pray for this Supreme Court justice to eventually be the Supreme Court justice. We need to pray for our nation, because our nation is in big trouble, and we are not getting better. We're getting actually a lot worse. And here's the thing. I think that there's a shaking coming, and I think some of the shaking is going to be persecution against us as believers, and which could even be to a point where we might just be tossed in jail because of what we believe in. And so we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our president. Here's what we need. We need, as a nation, need to get on our knees and repent to God for our transgressions and our sins. Can I get an amen on that? We need to pray as a nation we need to pray and repent of our sins. Because then God can come and heal our land. And that's what he promises us. Amen? And so, let's keep the nation in prayer. Let's keep our leaders in prayer. Please keep me in prayer. Please pray for Brother Joey and his family. pray for my family, pray for me, pray for this ministry, and just whatever else the Lord lays on your heart, amen. If you have any prayer requests, please feel free to message me, and I'll do what I can to mention it. And we got a really ram... We have a cat, you see. Let me just try to see if I can... See, we got a cat. His name's Skittles. He's been very rambunctious. So if you see a little orange cat running around, especially up here, that's Skittles. He gets so rambunctious at times that sometimes you just have to kind of look at him really funny. Just like look at him and he'll run away. But he's a good cat, but he's just really rambunctious at times, but we'll try to not let him bother the broadcast. But anyways, good to be here today. We're going to be talking about the names and titles of Jesus Christ. So we're going to continue on with looking at some of that, and we're going to be continuing to look in the Word of God as to the titles and the titles and names of Jesus Christ. And so where we left off is we're going to expand more of the names of Jesus Christ in John's Gospel. So if you have your Bibles with you, please turn to John chapter 6, verse 35. John chapter 6, 35. Now, one of the names that Jesus is, or one of the titles, is Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And by the way, when you eat food, food satisfies you. The good, healthy stuff satisfies you. So, Jesus Christ is the bread of life. How much more should He satisfy us spiritually? Amen? If we are diligent to seeking Him and partaking of His Word, He should satisfy us. He should satisfy us so much that we don't need anything else. We just need Him. Amen? Because food, just as food is essential to our physical bodies, Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, should be essential to our spiritual health. Amen? And so, there you go. I have to get my buttons ready, just in case. Anyway, so John chapter 6, verse 35. John 6, 35. And it says this, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen. Isn't that such a great promise? The Lord promises that we'll never hunger nor thirst if we believe on Him and follow after Him. Okay? Now, Jesus is also the light of the world. So if you turn with me to John chapter 9, verse 5. John 9, 5. John chapter 9, verse 5. And it says, As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus is also known as the Good Shepherd. Okay, in John 10, 11. Let's just flip over a couple pages. John 10, chapter 10, verse 11. It says, I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And you know what? And Jesus demonstrated that on the cross. Amen? Jesus Christ paid that price in full. He paid our sin debt in full. Because He loves us so much that He saved us out of hell. Amen? But we have to accept Him and ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of our hearts and lives. Amen? So, Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Jesus is also the door. John chapter 10, verse 9. Okay? So, let's go back a verse. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, you'll notice that Jesus didn't say, I am the doors. He only said, I am the door. That means there is only one door. How many doors were on the ark? Only one. And that means there's only one way to go to heaven. And there's only one way to the Father. And that is through Jesus Christ. Amen. that is to go through Jesus Christ to the Father. Amen? So, Jesus also says, another title is, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. John 11, verse 25. It says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And what Jesus is talking about is, when we die in the physical, we'll still live, because if we believe on him and put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, our spirit goes to the Father. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? So to be separate from the body is to be present with the Lord. And Jesus Christ is the one who has the power to resurrect. Okay? Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen? Now, I am the true vine. Okay, so and Jesus is the great I am, okay? But here's the thing. Jesus is the true vine. Okay? John 15, 1. Turn with me to John 15, 1. John 15, 1, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Okay, Jesus Christ is the true vine. By the way, he is the only vine. He is the only true vine. There is no other vines out there. By the way, if people try to tell you that there are multiple translations you could use from, don't buy it. You know why? Because that's like saying that there are many Jesuses that you could choose from. This here is the King James Bible. This is, in fact, the only true vine you should dwell in. Amen? This is the true vine I should dwell in. This is the true vine that all those who are watching should ever dwell in. Amen? The other translations stem from another vine. And that vine is not the true vine. That vine is a vine of Antichrist. Amen? Because those other translations do not testify any good, and they don't testify of the true Jesus. They don't. Only the King James Bible ever testifies of the true Jesus Christ. Amen? So Jesus is the true vine. Okay, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So turn with me to John 14, 6. John 14, 6. It says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Okay? There's only one way, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life. It doesn't say that he is a way, a truth, or a life. No. He says he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? So, we're actually going to kind of skip down a little bit. And I'm not trying to avoid a whole lot. But, Jesus is Jesus of Nazareth. Okay, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 1. Oh, by the way, we're going all over the Bible, so you'll have a good hand workout because you'll be flipping all the pages everywhere. Anyways, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And also in 21:11, Matthew 21:11, you gotta go all the way down to Matthew 21. Matthew 21. Matthew 21:11. And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth, of Galilee. Amen? But Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. He is. Jesus is the judge of Israel. Turn with me to Micah chapter 5, verse 1. Micah 5, 1. Micah 5, 1. Micah. That's in the Minor Prophets. Micah. Micah chapter 5, verse 1. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Okay? Jesus is the judge of the living and the dead. Let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 42. Acts 10, 42. It says, and he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Okay? So, Jesus is the judge. He has the final authority. Amen? People who think that they can do whatever they want and get away with it, you're seriously mistaken. Because one of these days, we're all going to have to stand before God and give an account to what we did. For the believer, it's going to be about rewards. To the non-believer, it's going to be judgment based on works. That's how it's going to be. Okay, you got the bema seat, which is where the believers go to get judged and give an account. And they're either going to be an addition or subtraction of rewards. But the Great White Throne judgment is going to be for the non-believers, and they're going to be in front of God, and they're going to get judged based on their works. And by the way, our works are going to send us to hell because we don't have good works. We're corrupt. That's why we need the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Jesus is the just one. Acts chapter 7, verse 52. Acts chapter 7, verse 52, it says, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which shewed before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. Now, just one is capitalized. That means it has a deity significance. And that deity is Jesus Christ. Amen? And Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Now, Jesus Christ is King. Okay? Zechariah 9:9. Zechariah 9:9. Gotta go back into the Old Testament again. Zechariah. Zechariah 9:9. Alright. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon a colt of the fowl of an ass. Amen? You know, I think, if I remember correctly, that's in reference to when Jesus rode, I think that might be a reference to when Jesus was riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. And everyone was shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, and laying down these palm trees while this donkey is carrying our Lord into Jerusalem. Now, he's the king of the ages. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. I got to find it here. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. It is now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, He is the King of the Jews. Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. Now, I'm going through every single verse here, because I don't want to just read the names and then just, like, have you think I'm just, like, making all this up. I want to be sure to read what's on there, as well as give scripture. Amen? That's what we need to do. Okay, so Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. It is saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. Let's go back to 1 Timothy again, chapter 6, verse 15. 1 Timothy. That's my king. Well, that's my king. Okay, King of Kings. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15. That says this, which in his times he shall shew, who is the blessed and only continent, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the King of the Saints. Revelation 15, 3. Revelation 15, 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. That's Lamb of God. Let's go to Revelation 13:8. Revelation 13:8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Okay, and then John chapter 1. Let's go to John. The book of John. John chapter 1. Gotta get to the book of John. Gotta get to chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 29. It says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh the sin of the world. Just hang on a second. I think I read that wrong. Yeah, I did. My bad. Let me reread that again. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen? That's what Jesus did. That's what he still does. Now, don't think that I... Okay, when I say that, I'm not talking about him being crucified afresh. That's not what I'm talking about. Jesus Christ was crucified once and for all sin. Past, present, and future sins. Amen? So, where was I? Oh yeah, let's go down to 36. Verse 36. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. Amen? Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. Now, he is the lawgiver. Let's go to Isaiah 33:22. Isaiah 33:22. Isaiah 33:22, for the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Amen? Hang on a second. Now, a little bit too late. I have to try not to do it too late. Jesus Christ is the life. Okay, John 14:6. Going all the way down to the book of John again. John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the light of the world. John 8:12. It says, "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Amen? Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the line of the tribe of Judah. Revelation 5:5. "And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Lord of all. Acts 10:36. Acts 10:36. It says, "The word of God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ." He is Lord of all. Amen? Doesn't matter who you are, Jesus Christ is Lord of all. He's the Lord of glory. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter... Oh, I'm like way back there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Okay, he's the Lord of lords. Let's go to Revelation chapter 19, verse 16. "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Amen? Now, let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15 again. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 15. "Which in his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only Pontiff, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." And this is going to be the last one. This is going to be the last one for tonight, and then we'll call it a night. Finally, he is the Lord of righteousness. Let's go to Jeremiah 23:6. Jeremiah 23:6. "In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." Amen. So, I know I didn't really get into a whole lot of names, but I did get into some names. So we're gonna actually pick up. We're gonna be picking up there next time. Starting with the Man of Sorrows, we're gonna read scripture on this to why he is known as the Man of Sorrows. Amen. So, listen, I love you guys. I thank you all for tuning in tonight. God bless you. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, today is the day to get to. Today is the day of salvation. You can know right now if you want to go to heaven, you can settle that right now. And all you have to do is repent of your sins. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse you and forgive you of your sins. And ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life. And ask Him to live in your heart. And ask Him to fill you with His Spirit. Amen. And when you become born again, the Lord Jesus Christ will seal you with His Spirit unto that day of redemption. Amen. And so, believers, I just want to encourage you today. I love you guys. I hope that this is an encouragement message for you. And I just want to take some time to go through the names of God and be able to show you from Scripture that those are His names. Amen. And just explaining some things. So, anyways, with that said, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. I love you guys. God bless you. You guys have a great rest of your Saturday. Have a great time tomorrow in the Lord. And till next time, remember, think Bible. I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you next time. See you. Bye.